This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Don, there will not be another foot of wall constructed in my administration.
Well, Joe Biden there, that's 2020 Joe Biden saying, nope, not another foot of wall. Very anti-wall that Joe Biden is. The Biden-Harris administration not interested in those vanity projects that would be, you know, securing our actual southern border, very much so opposed to building that wall. I want to get to our next guest. Excited to have with us the Attorney General for the state of Missouri, Andrew Bailey. Welcome back to the show. It's great to have you back here.
Danny, thank you so much for having me on.
I'm reading this. You're welcome. I'm reading this press release from your office, and it's talking about how this you've obtained a court order that now blocks Joe Biden from illegally diverting funds away from building the border wall. What did your office do to pursue this action, and what is the result here? This is August of 2024. What is this development?
Well, this is a huge win for the safety, security, and sovereignty of not only the United States of America, but for all Missourians. Missouri is a border state because of the Biden invasion overseen by border czar Kamala Harris. More than 1,500 deaths from fentanyl in the state of Missouri in 1 year. More than 1,100 reported incidences of human trafficking. Those are harms directly attributable to border czar Kamala Harris's refusal to do her job at the southern border, and that the open sign that Joe Biden hung at the southern border when he abandoned President Trump's policies and then perverted the law to new visa programs never authorized by Congress. Eric Schmidt filed suit. I inherited that suit. We pushed it forward. We went to the Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals and won, and now we have a judgment ordering the federal government to finish building President Trump's border wall. Huge win for the safety and sovereignty of the people of the United States of America.
You mentioned Eric Schmidt in this. You've picked up from where Eric Schmidt went. He would go very hard on pushing back on the Biden-Harris administration, and you've done that also. But I'm curious about your thoughts on the roles of attorneys general across the state when you have an administration like the Biden-Harris administration that uses the federal justice system at their whim. And we see a lot of executive orders that Joe Biden is engaged in that have made this border very unsafe. He basically undid anything Donald Trump did on the border. That was his border policy. What roles do attorneys general across the country have in keeping a federal government like the Biden-Harris government in check?
Well, I think if the last few years have proven anything, it's that conservative attorneys general can band together to fight and be the vanguard against this rise in unconstitutional, illegal behavior from the chief executive and his army of federal bureaucrats. We've got more than 50 lawsuits pending right now that Missouri has filed against the federal government. It's about protecting separation of power, limiting the role of the executive branch of the federal government, and protecting state sovereignty and our individual liberties. I believe that the Constitution exists to protect us from the government, and the government exists to protect our rights, and the rights enumerated in the Constitution come from God, not man. And so it offends our very sense of who we are as an American people when we have an unconstitutional president who's weaponizing the government to attack our individual rights. And that's why it's so important to have attorneys general who are battle hardened and willing to fight these fights and file these lawsuits and take them all the way.
We're speaking with the Attorney General of the state of Missouri, Andrew Bailey, right now. I mean, I hear it's really the main focus of when we're watching people campaign to become the president of the United States, but it's handled by Democrats up and down the ticket. The idea that democracy is near its end, should Republicans continue to win offices or expand their ability to win offices. When you hear people say that democracy is at stake, what do you hear in your mind from Democrats who speak that so frequently?
Hypocritical lies. I mean, this is the party who did the ultimate bait and switch by removing the presidential candidate that people in states across America and either primaried or caucused for. Thousands and thousands and thousands of votes by Democrats have been cast because they want to see Joe Biden at the top of the ticket on the Democratic side. And then in the dark of night, they switch out the candidates, and now it's Kamala Harris, and she's just anointed without any democratic process at all. I would also point out that the left is committed to lawfare in all of its forms. It's not only illicit witch hunt prosecutions of Republicans, but it's censorship on big tech to silence our voices. It's flooding this country with illegal aliens and trying to pack the polling places with criminal aliens who have no lawful right to vote in this country. It's buying off a key demographic with quote-unquote student loan debt cancellation that the Supreme Court has already rejected. I mean, these are all the tools in the left's toolbox that are undermining democracy and undermining the rule of law. So don't be fooled by their hypocritical lies.
Andrew Bailey with us right now, the Attorney General for the state of Missouri. I want to shift topics here a little bit. I'm reading from a tweet from yours at the end of last week. I've launched an investigation into Lifetime Fitness for allowing a biological male into women's locker rooms. The gym faces potential criminal and civil liability for putting Missouri's women and girls in harm's way. I'm issuing subpoenas. I have seen and heard from so many people who actually go to this Lifetime Fitness, and Mr. Bailey, they're not political people. They are people who just go there to work out, and they would never speak publicly about politics in any way. I don't even know that they're Republicans, and they don't want to go back to this gym because the gym has clearly prioritized a social cultural issue over what they believe is the safety of the women and the girls and their families. What's the next step here with this Lifetime Fitness?
Well, we're going to hold the wrongdoers accountable. Look, one of two things happened. And first of all, let me say this. I have personally prosecuted the case against a convicted sex offender at a truck stop who was in a women's restroom and disguised his voice to be female in order to perp on women. He was trying to create new victims. And the women who came in and out of that restroom became victims. Luckily, police intercepted him and arrested him. And I prosecuted him before he could commit another sexual assault. But that was his desired intent and objective. And so the law in the state of Missouri is, men aren't allowed in women's restrooms. That's a trespass. So either there's a criminal offense occurring, or Lifetime Gym gave this individual permission, gave this man permission to be in a women's restroom, in which case, did the gym notify the female customers to let men in their locker rooms and restrooms? Because if not, that's a consumer protection issue that we will also pursue. And I think people absolutely should vote with their pocketbooks. At the end of the day, we've seen that with Bud Light. We saw that with Target. When you have corporations that pick the wrong side in these culture wars, they need to be held accountable. And the best way to do that is in the marketplace. But we're going to use the law to expose this for what it is. This is absurd. It is unhealthy to deny objective reality. And at the end of the day, gender is objective reality. When I say it's unhealthy, what I mean is it's not safe for men to be in women's locker rooms and restrooms in the same way that it's not safe for me to deny the law of gravity and then try to jump off a building.
That's one way of putting it. You know, I think about the way that the social cultural movement, especially surrounding gender, has evolved over maybe 10 or 15 years. It might be longer than that. Maybe I'm short-sighted in just making it a little bit around a decade. But as a female myself, I was born in the 80s. I think about the women and feminism and everything that was developing when I was a little kid in order to make it so that women could have equal opportunity in the workplace, that women could participate in sports. I played 4 sports in high school. It was very important to the development of who I am today. It seems like women have fought for so many positions that now, if you're a female and you're going to Lifetime Fitness and there is a biological man in the locker room while I'm in there with my daughter, I mean, am I supposed to just do the, you know, the air quotes woke right thing and shut my mouth? Otherwise, I'm a hate monger. It just seems so upside down. Women are now the ones who have to keep their mouth shut and deal with this so that we can protect a class of people that is an incredibly small minority as well.
I think you're right. And I think there's some serious mental health issues associated with some of this behavior. And you're right. It's completely self-destructive. It's an attack on womanhood.
Yes.
I mean, look at President Biden's attempt to rewrite Title IX. Title IX for 50 years stood for the proposition that women have equal access and opportunity to not only athletic competitions, but locker rooms and gyms to be able to facilitate those competitions. And with the stroke of a pen, President Biden wanted to undo that 50-year equality for women and allow men into those spaces, which, again, is poor public policy because it's dangerous. But then secondly, it's illegal. The president doesn't get to rewrite law, but why would he want to attack women like that? So the left is completely self-destructive on this issue. And I think people are tired of it.
I am very tired of it. And I think more people are starting to speak up because they've tried, you know, most people don't want conflict and they want to try to be nice. And so they've kept quiet for a long time. But the line that's being crossed is being pushed a little bit too far into people's lack of comfort zone. And they're speaking up now and they're talking about it. You brought up mental health as it relates to this particular issue. I think there's a broad conversation that needs to be had about mental health in issues like this, but also in the issue of when we see shooters, people who pick up a gun and exact some sort of rage and they murder people. Whenever that happens, unfortunately, in this very moment right now, we don't have an issue in the last 48 hours that is making us talk about this. But you know that the next one is not too far away. When people talk about guns as the problem, mental health is always kind of down the line. It's something people use as a rebuttal. I'm curious, as the Attorney General of the state of Missouri, what would you like to see legally be done to focus in on mental health, on getting those people suffering from an unhealthy mental state the help they need, but also protect the other people affected by those from having to deal with what we're having to deal with right now?
Well, I think absolutely the state needs to step up and do more in providing.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame.
Two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly, beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Mental health services and fostering an environment where both psychology and psychiatry are available to those in need. I look at our homeless population that largely addicted to controlled substances or suffering from mental health problems. And you see the rise in that homeless population that's now plaguing our cities and urban areas. You see the issue when it comes to pediatric transgender mutilation. I mean, at the end of the day, what was going on in these clinics were that the clinics were denying these children that come in with a mental health condition, quote unquote, gender dysphoria. They're confused about their gender. And rather than talking to these kids and getting them into a psychological or psychiatric program, instead, the clinics were administering dangerous chemicals, puberty blockers, cross-sex hormones that are going to forever change these kids' bodies or referring them for irreversible surgeries. I mean, this is mutilation at its worst. It was an abomination. How dare anyone tell these kids God put them in the wrong body? And so, yeah, I think you see some really acute need for increased mental health services across these different issues.
And I think that it all starts with speaking truth and being willing to, you know, you said this is a biological male who's trying to find his way into a women's locker room at Lifetime Fitness. And that fact is enough to turn some people inside out. But you seem fearless in your willingness to say what you believe to be abjectly true, scientifically based. That's where this all starts. And that's really something that people who don't have the legal acumen that you, of course, do, like I do not. But speaking truth, I think that that's a really, really great place to start. And it's much needed.
Well, I can't thank you enough for covering these important issues and helping shine the light of truth on this abomination and on the mental health condition that underlies so much of this self-destructive behavior and being willing to stand up and be on the right side of the issue. And I'm, you know, just proud to live in a show me state where results matter and people see the work we're doing on these issues and are proud of it.
Andrew Bailey, we appreciate you being with us here today. We know Election Day is tomorrow. You want to make a final appeal here on the Annie Frye Show for people to participate in that important election tomorrow in the state of Missouri?
Hey, we've been fighting and winning for Missouri since I took office, between removing the source-backed prosecutor in the city to shutting down the gender mutilation clinics to winning the lawsuit to force Biden to build the border wall. These are significant wins to protect Missourians. I want everybody to go out to the polling place tomorrow and vote Bailey, and let's bring home the win.
Thank you so much for the time today. We always love speaking with you, and good luck tomorrow.
Hey, God bless you and your listeners. Talk soon.
You as well. Bye-bye. The Attorney General for the state of Missouri, Andrew Bailey. Of course, he is running for Attorney General. His competitor, main competitor there, is Will Scharf. And I believe Will Scharf is on with us tomorrow. Is that correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, he is. All right. It's going to be a big day tomorrow in Missouri. And I'm excited for all of you who get to vote tomorrow and make your selection. And again, just very envious of all of the wonderful options that you have on your Republican primary ticket. Let's take a quick break. Wiggins America, when we come back, he's going to give us the Monday roundup, which is, of course, the wildest ride in the wilderness. Our YouTube poll for today: how does this news cycle make you feel? What does this news cycle make you feel? Fear? Hope? Anger or apathy? Annie Frye YouTube channel, live broadcast right there. You can go vote. Leave a comment if you so choose. We've got a lot of people weighing in on this one. Chris says 100% anger. This is why I lend half an ear to it all and live my life as full as I can to distract from it. You agree with Chris? We'll be right back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.